This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Air Force has flown a strategic bomber over key maritime choke points in the Mideast with allies, including Israel. The Air Force said Sunday that the flight a day earlier comes amid ongoing tensions with Iran as its nuclear deal with world powers remains in tatters. The B-1B Lancer bomber flew Saturday over the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which 20% of all oil that is traded passes. It also flew over the Red Sea and Egypt's Suez Canal. Bahrain, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia also took part. Iranian officials did not immediately acknowledge the flight. Leaders of the group of 20 major economies agreed on a final statement on Sunday that urged meaningful and effective action to limit global warming, but offered few concrete commitments and disappointed climate activists. The result of days of tough negotiation among diplomats leaves work to be done at a broader climate summit in Scotland, where most of the G20 leaders will go directly from Rome. The name of that climate summit is the UN's COP26 summit. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who warned on Friday the world is rushing headlong toward climate disaster, said the Rome summit neither fulfilled his hopes nor buried them. He said in a tweet, "Onwards to COP26 in Glasgow to keep the goal of 1.5 degrees alive and to implement promises on finance and adaptation for people and planet. The 1.5 Celsius threshold is what UN experts say must be met to avoid a dramatic acceleration of extreme climate events like droughts, storms, and floods." From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Gulf diplomatic crisis with Lebanon deepened on Sunday, Saudi Arabia saying dealing with Beirut was pointless due to the dominance of Iran-backed Hezbollah. The United Arab Emirates pressed its citizens to leave the country. The development sparked by remarks by the Lebanese information minister on the Yemen war have dealt a fresh blow to crisis hit Lebanon, where a fragile government is struggling to secure international aid, including from wealthy Arab countries. Saudi Arabia has expelled Lebanon's envoy and recalled its ambassador from Beirut, with Bahrain and Kuwait quickly following suit. The United Arab Emirates has recalled its diplomats from Lebanon in solidarity with the kingdom. On Sunday, it urged its citizens to leave the country as soon as possible. Police in Japan say a man brandishing a knife on a Tokyo commuter train on Sunday stabbed several passengers before starting a fire, which sent people scrambling to escape and jumping from windows. The Tokyo Fire Department said 17 passengers were injured, including three seriously. The attacker, identified as a man in his 20s, was arrested on the spot and was being investigated on suspicion of attempted murder. His motive was not immediately known. The attack was the second involving a knife on a Tokyo train in 2 months. In August, the day before the Tokyo Olympics closing ceremony, a 36-year-old man stabbed 10 passengers on a commuter train in Tokyo in a random burst of violence. The suspect later told police he wanted to attack women who looked happy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi traded warnings over Taiwan on the sidelines of the G20 summit on Sunday, moves that could further escalate tensions across the Taiwan Strait. In an hour-long meeting in Rome, Blinken said he made crystal clear that Washington opposes any unilateral changes by Beijing to the status quo around Taiwan, this according to a senior State Department official. A recent increase in Chinese military exercises in Taiwan's air defense identification zone, including what Taipei said were 8 such flights on Sunday, is part of what it views as stepped-up military harassment by Beijing. China's foreign ministry says Wang expressed China's solemn concern over various issues on which the U.S. side has damaged China's legitimate rights and interests, and asked the U.S. side to change its course and promote China-U.S. relations back to the track of healthy development. And flight cancellations are skyrocketing at American Airlines. The airline canceled more than 800 flights on Sunday, nearly 30% of its schedule for the day. The airline blamed high winds that at times shut down its busiest airport in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.